Rule the air, rule the picket lines. That's the dispute on the streets this morning. 45,000 workers at Verizon took to the picket line on Sunday as a dispute over pay and benefits for workers, unionized workers at Verizon, largely in the sort of hard wire part of the business, were unable to come to terms, and a strike began on Sunday. Joining us now is Mike Carmel, fiber customer support analyst at Verizon, at the Union Hall in Albany, New York. You remember the CWU, Mike?
CWA, yes.
CWA, excuse me. So if I were to call, if I have a fiber line and I were to call Verizon this morning, I'm not going to get you on the phone, right?
Not me at all. No, no. You're going to hopefully you're not going to get anybody on the phone.
And the issue here, as you see it and as the CWA sees it, is what?
It's all about the middle class and protecting the middle class and protecting good local jobs. That's what it's about.
And, you know, Verizon, I'll play you some comments from a spokesperson who spoke to our program over the weekend, but I just want to lay out the issue. They're making the claim that the profits in the hard wire side of the business, fiber lines and other, you know, sort of traditional telecom, wire services, the profits there are eroding and the wireless business is growing. Do you buy that?
Well, you know, it's evident to see that the wireless business is growing. A lot of people don't realize, though, is that the wireline business also includes their DSL service, with their internet service, which is the majority of what their internet customers have. And such as my job, I work in the Fios, the fiber optics. This is the cutting edge of their business. This is their high-speed internet and TV service.
Right.
So, yeah, it's not just wireline. It's a whole bunch of us.
All right, well, let me get you to respond specifically to some details that were given to one of our producers. This is Ray McConville, who's a Verizon spokesperson, talking a little bit about that issue you just raised. We're speaking with Mike Carmel, who's a fiber customer service support analyst and a union member at Verizon, and he is on strike this morning. Here's your company spokesman, Mike.
Well, in 2010, the profit was $2.5 billion, and that comes almost virtually entirely from the wireless side of the business. Not entirely, but, you know, the overwhelming majority of that is wireless. But the reality is, you know, is that it's all on the wireless, and on the wireline side, there are a lot of pressures. Trends of making billions of dollars every year will not continue if, you know, we can't address those.
Your response, Mike Carmel?
Well, my response to that is that what we've been doing is this Fios service is brand new. So in the past 4 years, we've actually started the deployment and the rollout of the Fios service. So they're doing a capital expenditures of a couple billion dollars a year. We're actually building the product right now. We're rolling it out. So when they say most of their profits come from wireless, it's because on the wireline, on the Fios side, they're actually doing capital expenditures for build-out. We're building the infrastructure, the internet infrastructure for the United States.
And, Mike Carmel, would you say that constitutes that analysis from that spokesperson constitutes a kind of maybe not cooking the books, but sort of playing with the statistics to make it look as though your side of the business isn't actually an important a component of Verizon's eventual profitability?
Well, yeah, John, that's exactly what they're doing. This is the trend in corporate America. They're shifting their profits from one end of the business to the other. Now, their wireless business is largely owned by a foreign subsidiary. So they're actually able to write off all those profits, too, so that they don't have to pay any taxes.
All right. Well, I don't know if I'm able to respond to that particularly, but why don't you respond to this? How come the CWA didn't organize those wireless workers? And basically, you're in a situation where most of this side of the business, supposedly profitable, is also, it's not only wireless, it's unionless.
No, we actually tried to. We've actually tried to for the past 10 years. We've been trying to organize the wireless division for a long time. In our last contract, we got a gentleman's agreement from the company that they wouldn't interfere with us in our attempt to organize the wireless. And of course, they've thwarted us in every step we can take.
But, of course, a company would resist unionization. Thwarted is one way of putting it. They won, you lost. That's another way of putting it.
Well, that's what they've done, and they've done in a concerted effort. What they've done is they've spin off all these subsidiaries who are all non-union. So they've created wireline, as an island of union in a sea of non-union subsidiaries.
And unfortunately, the unions have played into that. So, I don't know whose fault it is necessarily, but maybe this is the wrong time to strike because it illustrates the point that you're an island in a unionless business.
It does. But I think more importantly, it's about being fed up with taking this stuff from these corporations. You know, time and time again, the unions are being portrayed as the bad guy. In this, I make $65,000 a year. I support solely for a family of four. My CEO makes $55,000 a day. They want to take away from my money, and they want to give him more.
You're referring to Ivan Seidenberg?
Yeah, Ivan Seidenberg, and actually we just had a new CEO, Lowell McAdams.
Mike, around the country, there's 45,000 Verizon workers who are on the picket line. What are people, consumers, Americans likely to see as evidence of the strike that might be a countervailing message to the popular Verizon billboards that seem everywhere?
Well, they're going to see delays in service. If your phone service, your home phone service, or if your Fios service happens to go out, you're not going to be able to call to get through to report these outages. You're going to have delays in people coming out to repair them because, quite frankly, these managers and these replacement workers, they don't know what they're doing. We are a highly technical, highly trained workforce, and we fight every contract so that we can maintain our training and maintain our expertise. We want to be the best in the business, and we do that for the company.
Talking with Mike Carmel, fiber customer service analyst at Verizon. He's on strike, member of the Communication Workers of America. How long is this going to go on, Mike?
As long as it takes. We are willing to do this as long as it takes, and we need the support of the general public.
I'll clue you in on something. You know, my co-host on this program, She's a Fios customer.
There you go.
I mean, I can't disclose any sort of allegiance with you or otherwise. You know, we're fair and balanced here, right? But just to let you know.
Well,
there's a customer.
Yeah,
she's on vacation this week, so if something's going wrong, I'm going to hear about it next week.
Hopefully they don't, but if they do, listen, you remember, you got to support us.
Mike Carmel, fiber optic support analyst at Verizon, one of the union members on strike today among 45,000 workers at Verizon who took to the picket line on Sunday.
Thanks.